From Spark and Anvil and Character Forge, this is Snag, in Chapter 1 of the Character Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Ink met Snag because of a sound. It wasn't a loud sound, but it happened at exactly 7:40 every morning, like clockwork. Ink would be sitting at his wooden work table, holding a fresh piece of charcoal when the noise drifted through the open window. First came a soft, fibrous reep, followed immediately by a heavy, rumbling sigh that sounded like a dry sponge soaking up water. On the fourth morning, Ink laid his charcoal down and followed the sound down the gravel path toward the garden gate. The morning air smelled of wet earth and wild mint, and the sun was still low, casting long shadows across the grass. The gate was flanked by an overgrown wild rose bush and a stubborn, low-hanging oak branch that reached across the narrow walkway. Standing right in the middle of this squeeze was a creature that looked like a walking cloud of cream-colored wool. At the moment, he was thoroughly anchored to the oak branch, with a thick spiral of wool wrapped around a jagged knot. The creature didn't look angry. He just looked tired as he gave a slow, practiced tug to free himself. Reep! A fluffy white tuft remained behind, fluttering in the morning breeze like a tiny flag of surrender. There it is, the creature muttered to himself, adjusting a canvas satchel over his round shoulder. Caught me again, right on schedule. Ink stepped closer, careful not to startle him in the quiet garden. Does that happen often? The creature turned, revealing dark, watery eyes and a very flat black nose. Every single morning, he said, my name is Snag, and that branch and I are locked in a lifelong feud. Ink looked at the branch, then at the wide, clear space on the right side of the path. There was easily enough room for a three-wheeled cart to pass without touching a single leaf. You could walk on the right, Ink suggested, gesturing to the open gravel. I could, Snag agreed, patting his side to check for missing patches. But my left foot always starts first, and my feet just do what they have always done. It's my habit, my little wrong turn. He shrugged his woolly shoulders, looking back at the branch with a sigh. I've left so much wool on that wood, the local blue jays have built 3 insulated nests out of it. Ink watched him, and he felt a familiar, quiet click in his chest. It was the feeling he got when a puzzle piece finally slid into its proper place. So you know it's there, Ink said slowly, and you walk into it anyway? Every time, Snag said, I tell myself, today is the day we go right. Then I start thinking about breakfast, and my feet just carry me into the same old trap. He gave a small, lopsided smile. It's the most me thing about me, really.
Ink looked down at his own hands, which were stained gray with charcoal dust from his morning sketches. He thought about the stack of student drawings sitting on his desk, all of them beautiful and completely lifeless. Snag, Ink said, I run a workshop up at the cottage where we try to build characters. My students keep drawing heroes who are perfect, who never trip and never make mistakes. But because they are perfect, nobody can actually feel anything for them. Snag blinked his dark eyes. Perfect sounds nice. Why is that bad? Because perfect isn't real, Ink said. Would you come sit with my class, exactly as you are? Snag looked down at his messy coat, where a small twig was tangled near his left ear. You want me to show them my messy parts? I want them to see your flaw, Ink said, introducing the word like a rare coin. A flaw is the thing a character does wrong, over and over, because they can't help it. It's their blind spot. Snag hesitated, then nodded. I suppose I can do that, but I'm taking the left side of the path. Deal, Ink smiled.
They walked back together, Snag moving with a slow, rolling gait that kicked up tiny puffs of dust. As they reached the cottage door, Ink stepped ahead to hold the heavy oak frame open. He forgot about the iron latch that jutted out from the wood.
Reap!
Snag stopped and looked down at his shoulder, where another small tuft of wool was snagged on the iron. Inside the cottage, six students sat around a long table with charcoal pencils poised over clean sheets of parchment. When the door creaked, they all looked up, their eyes widening at the round guest. Snag stood in the doorway, his face turning a soft shade of pink beneath his thick wool. Ink didn't apologize. He just gestured to a sturdy wooden stool near the hearth. "Class," Ink said, "this is Snag, and he has agreed to help us with today's lesson." A student named Pip, who always drew knights with impossibly shiny armor, raised his hand. "Is he a hero?" Pip asked, squinting at Snag's dusty coat. "He's Snag," Ink said. "Before we talk about him, show Snag what you've been working on." Pip proudly held up his parchment, showing a tall, muscular warrior holding a massive sword. "This is Sir Valin," Pip said. "He is the strongest knight in the realm. He never loses a battle, he never gets tired, and he always knows exactly what to do." Ink looked at Snag, who was carefully settling his round bulk onto the wooden stool. "What do you think, Snag?" Ink asked. Snag squinted at the drawing. "He looks very shiny, but does he ever get his sleeve caught on a door handle?" "Of course not," Pip said, looking offended. "He's a hero." "Does he ever forget where he put his keys?" asked another student, a girl named Clover. "Never," Pip insisted. "He has perfect memory." The room went quiet as the students looked at the drawing of Sir Valin. He was beautiful, but he looked like a marble statue in a museum. There was no way to imagine him sitting down to eat soup or stubbing his toe in the dark. He was simply too perfect to be real.
Ink stood up and walked to the chalkboard, picking up a piece of white chalk. "A perfect character is like a smooth stone wall," Ink said, drawing a straight, unbroken line. "It's impressive to look at, but if you try to climb it, there's nothing to hold on to. Your fingers just slide right off." He turned to Snag. "Now, look at Snag. He has a habit of walking on the left, even when he knows a branch is waiting for him." The students looked at Snag, then at the little white tuft of wool still hanging from the door latch. A few of them began to smile, but it wasn't a mean sort of laughter. It was the warm kind of smile you give when you recognize an old friend. "I do that with my shoelaces," Clover whispered. "I always tie them too loose, and they always come undone in the mud." "I always drop my pencil behind the radiator," another student admitted, looking down. "Exactly," Ink said. "A flaw isn't a mistake you make once. It is a pattern. It's the handle the reader holds onto, and it makes the character feel like someone we actually know." Pip looked from his drawing of Sir Valin to Snag, then picked up his charcoal. Slowly, carefully, he drew a small, jagged tear in Sir Valin's perfect cape. Then he added a smudge of dark soot on the knight's nose. "What happened there?" Ink asked, leaning over the desk. "He tripped over a root because he was looking at the stars," Pip said, grinning. The other students laughed, and the stiff tension in the room vanished completely. Suddenly, everyone was drawing, adding clumsy habits, bad eyesight, and terrible directions to their heroes. The characters on the paper seemed to wake up and breathe.
After the lesson ended, the students packed up their charcoal and filed out into the sunshine. Each of them patted Snag on the shoulder as they passed, offering quiet words of thanks. Snag sat on his stool, looking surprised and deeply pleased by the attention. When the room was empty, he stood up and walked over to the doorframe. He touched the little tuft of wool he had left behind on the latch. "You know," Snag said softly, "I almost didn't come today. I thought you wanted to teach me how to stop getting caught." Ink shook his head. "If you stopped getting caught, you wouldn't be Snag." Snag was quiet for a long moment, looking out the window where the sun was now high. The heavy, worried look in his shoulders seemed to melt away. He had spent so many years feeling foolish for his left side habit. But here, in this quiet room, his mistake had become something valuable. It was the thing that made him real, the part people leaned in to love. "Same time tomorrow?" Snag asked, his voice warm and rumbling. "Through the left side of the gate?"
Ink teased. "Reap," said Snag, and for the first time, he laughed.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Snag. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.